90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. And a good morning to you. It's 10 o'clock. And that means we go to vinyl. It's old school vinyl. And the old professor, for the next couple of hours, will be getting out some old album cuts and some 45s and going back in time. Get a little history lesson in here, too. I'm your host, Professor Simonson, Mark Simonson, as I'm known down in the valley, here in the city. Glad to be with you. Thanks for joining me. You know, if you haven't been in the Oneonta History Center downtown, you got to check out a display called Schools of Rock, Music at Oneonta's Colleges in the Age of Woodstock. Find out who some of the up-and-comers were who played on our campuses here at Suco and Hartwick, as they were. The History Center is open Tuesday through Friday, noon to 4, and then Saturdays from 10 to 4, now through November. It's our morning weekly update. We like to do that at this time of the hour. It's a tradition going back to the 1970s, Soccer Rivalry Day, or the Battle of the Hills, as our Red Dragons take on those Hartwick Hawks today, 4 o'clock over at Red Dragon Field. Alpha Phi Delta will hold a fundraising Krispy Kreme donut sale from 10 to 2 tomorrow. That'll be at the Wilsbach Dining Hall lobby. Dozen for $12. Donuts. Anything they can't do. Well, whether you're in a club or just part of the audience, Club Feud is back at 9 Wednesday in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Now, this is where 16 clubs on campus will face off for extra budget for their clubs. Yeah, you might see some brainy trivia showdowns, and maybe some hilarious physical feats, but it's a night of friendly rivalry and nonstop entertainment. And come unlock the library. Yeah, from 10 to 2 on Thursday. Hunt Union, Student Association External Affairs, and the Huntington Memorial Library invites you to celebrate Library Card Sign-Up Month and discover how a single card can open the door to endless opportunities. So we got more campus news coming at you in the next hour. But at 10:02, let's take a look at our forecast. National Weather Service says it's going to be nice ahead. Now, you can't get much easier than this, all right? Sunny, right through Sunday. Highs daily in the upper 70s, maybe 80s. Some patchy fog. Some nights with lows in the upper 40s and low 50s. No rain in sight, although we can use it. But I like it because I can get outdoors and work. Yeah, putting it off all summer. All right. So, this is old school vinyl with the old professor. Getting out the old vinyl from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Variety of stuff. Album cuts. 45s. All kinds of genres we've been known to play in the past, and will too. So, keep it right here. It's old school vinyl with the old professor. 90.9 WONY, and you keep it locked.
You say, look, yeah, but don't touch, baby. jukebox and the radio plays. Well, the days turn into the night. People move into the sounds and the sight. Like the mouth is drawn into the light. Like the tightrope walk into the heights. It's in their hearts. It's in their hips. It's in their feet. It's on their lips. Tonight's the night I'm gonna make you mine. Yeah. Gonna dance right out onto the edge of time. When the sound starts pumping and the lights are flashing and and the hungry hear their children cry. People watch the time go by. They do their jobs and live and die. And in their dreams they rise above by strength or hate, a month or a love.
old school vinyl. The old professor. You're listening to 90.9 WONY. I'm the professor. And what we heard in this last set, decidedly very disco and dance in nature. Yeah? You dancing around the room there? Hey, why not? Pablo Cruz, we just heard. I Want You Tonight. Before that, Jackson Browne from an album, Disco Apocalypse. Tavares before that, and Don't Take Away the Music. And starting us out was the Isley Brothers from the early 1970s, and That Lady. Yeah. All vinyl. Old school vinyl. Good to have you along. Hey, we got some really good shows coming up. We started out today with, I'm following the momentum here. We had, Professor Fawkett, What's in Your Pocket? We had DJ Hour of Power with J-Lo. I'm here till noon. And at noon, we've got Jukebox Journey with Johnny G. Yeah. And Lucas's Lit Tunes. Later in the afternoon, we'll hear Soft Girl Hours with Janelle. And tonight, at 9, it's Lawson's Folk Fest. Lawson's a former student of mine, and he still talks to me. All coming your way. Good real estate today as far as shows are concerned. Now, look around your classroom, your office. Things may look just fine with your classmates or your coworkers, but quietly, some aren't doing so well today. They may have missed some meals lately due to food insecurity. Well, help us here for those who miss meals and an opportunity for you to help them out. The Red Dragon Food Pantry helps battle food insecurity by giving all SUNY Oneonta students and employees free access to non-perishable food, basic need items, and fresh produce. And there are no questions asked ever. Pantry is on the bottom floor of the Hunt Union in room 6B. It's open daily. Just check for hours, okay? You can help someone the next time you go to the supermarket, too. Buy an extra item. Donate it to the pantry. Yeah, there's even a food shelf on the bottom floor of Hunt Union where you can leave it anonymously. So for more information about the Red Dragon Food Pantry, email pantry@oneonta.edu. pantry@oneonta.edu. And that is a public service message from 90.9 WONY. And haven't been here before. I'm the old professor. Play vinyl. Lots of vinyl. Album cuts. Hits you know. In fact, we're going to get into that. It's the last week of summer. Yeah. Where'd it go? Who took it? Bring it back. But, yeah. Some of you may or may not have been around in the summer of 1985. But if you were, this is the stuff we listened to. Let's get back to it. Old school vinyl. The old professor. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, the dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, the dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls.
You get it, if so, how often would you choose a hard or soft option?
Bye.
90.9 WONY with old school vinyl. At 10:48, good morning to you. I'm the old professor playing the old vinyl here, old school vinyl. I caught you tapping your toe, yeah, in this last set here. Got a a new attitude. Yeah. Patti LaBelle, this is all from the summer of 1985. You may not remember what you were doing, but this is what we were listening to. For that, we heard Rebby Jackson and Centipede. We heard Sidewalk Talk, band by the name of Jelly Bean. The Pet Shop Boys before that with West End Girls. I was one of those East End guys. Watch out, you know. And You're a Friend of Mine. We're Clarence Clemons and a repeat from Jackson Brown just a little while ago. I've got a new attitude. In fact, I got some new listeners. I'm really glad about that. They're not listening live. I'm archiving these things now. So you never, ever, ever, ever have to miss this. You don't want to. Yeah, I post it on Facebook later in the day. But, yeah, a lot of people are hard at retirement or hard at work being a school teacher. One up to Skenevis. Another one, Ort to Green. Up to an Orta, you know. So, I'm glad to have you along. Live or listening later, you can do that now. Old school vinyl, old professor. Time of hour here, we kind of reminisce. We look back a little bit on some things that were going on around Oneonta, the campus here. We just got past fall weekend in the year 2000. We had a fall fair with bungee jumps and rock walls and dunk tanks. All right, music and food. That was outside the Hunt Union. We had an outdoor double feature movie with Dead Man on Campus and Kiss the Girls. Mm-hmm. Outdoor theater, September night. Comedian Jim Brewer was here for a show. I think he was with Saturday Night Live at the time, if I'm not mistaken. We also heard, a show called Fire and Rain, an evening of James Taylor. No, not the real James Taylor. It featured Dave Binder. Yeah, he played probably some of JT stuff. We're going to hear from him soon, too. Yeah. And, yeah. They also sound familiar. Students in 2000 wanted more hours and better quality food in the dining halls. In a State Times article, a three-year contract was coming to an end for the supplier of Sodexo Marriott at the end of the academic year, and students were hoping for better things. Big news, homecoming weekend was coming up in October. A concert by the Supremes starring Mary Wilson was set in the new Dewar Arena in the Alumni Fieldhouse. That was a 40th anniversary tribute to the Supremes. And the Beatles, they loved them 25 years ago. A lot of students love them today. And Oneonta State College students will have a rare opportunity to enjoy and learn about the entire performing history of the Beatles when Dr. Charles Burnsworth of the Music Department faculty will offer his multimedia documentary on the miraculous career of this ever-popular and all-time number one-ranked rock band. Professor Burnsworth, the Beatles. Oh, that's good stuff, good stuff. We got to get back to some good stuff. We're going to hear some James Taylor. We're going to hear some Beatles. It's old school vinyl with the old professor on 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
She's been holding on too long, hoping I'm gonna change, giving it up just a little bit more each time I come home, looking and acting strange, putting her down, putting up with me. Circle around one another, playing a guessing game, strangers at this masquerade, pretending to know each other, we strain to catch a name, and never see the mistakes we must have made. See as I am, I am. Be as
it now. You've really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
Baby, I love you, and all I want you to do is just call me, please. Call me, squeeze. Call me.
Thank you.